Our Mula Monday. I'm so excited for this particular conversation because I'm always frustrated with respect to insurance. So we're going to talk about gap cover today. Do you have struggles with gap cover? I'd love to hear what perspectives you have. Financial planner at Core Wealth Managers, Kirsty Scully, is going to help us unwind all of that confusion. Kirsty Scully, good morning and welcome to Mula Monday.
Hello there, everywhere.
We're fighting. Go ahead. Go, Mario. All right. Good morning, Kirsty. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. Yes, good. Thanks, Rafiwe. And you?
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, so one of the things that frustrates me most is how in the world do you get to sell me insurance and then tell me that, by the way, my insurance doesn't cover you? I hate it. Help me understand.
It is frustrating. Yes, it's totally frustrating. And I certainly understand that. But, yeah, when it comes to gap cover, I mean, I think there's one thing to remember about gap cover, and that is the word difference. And I always say this because the gap cover only pays for the difference between what the medical aid pays and what the doctor charges. So in other words, if your medical aid is not going to pay for whatever it is that you've had done, then neither is your gap cover. And it's really as simple as that.
Why doesn't it?
Because it's meant to do.
I beg yours?
It's not meant to do that. That's not the intention of gap cover.
I'm asking, why doesn't my medical aid pay for the thing I'm paying for?
So the medical aid has a specific medical aid rate. So in other words, they will say, for example, we're going to pay 1,000 rand for an item or a particular procedure. And the doctor says, no, I charge 500% medical aid rate. So he comes along and says, I'm going to charge you 5,000 rand. And the gap cover is there to pay the difference between the 1,000 and the 5,000. And that's why gap cover is a very important part of financial planning.
It is an important part. Can I tell you, I'm a person who doesn't have gap cover, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to expose myself. But, Kirsty, recently I had a major surgery on my leg. And my doctor said to me, oh, no. I'm going to charge you less. The higher price is the gap cover rate. So they already know that people who have gap cover, they're going to charge them more. What's that about?
Yeah, I know. I mean, that is, I wouldn't call it good practice at all. And there's a lot of concern about that sort of thing happening. So I think what most gap cover companies feel is it's not appropriate to even tell the doctor that you've got gap cover. They must charge you what the fair fee is.
Great point. Mm. Yeah. So, but it seems as though there's a fee for non-medical aid, there's a fee for medical aid, and then there's a fee for gap cover. And they seem to, they're quite attuned to how they provide that.
Of course. And there's ethics and there's non-ethics. Or lack thereof.
Okay. But in fairness to you, Kirsty, you're not here to defend the medical practices of different doctors. You're just helping us understand exactly why it is we should have gap cover. And one of those reasons is, I suppose, this. But what are other reasons?
Yeah, well, you know, gap cover will pay things, for example, such as the co-payments. When you're going to go into hospital, quite often the hospital will say, well, you can't come in until those specific co-payments have been made. So, you know, things like hospital admission fees, procedure-specific co-payments, they will pay for that sort of thing ahead of you going into hospital. And then, of course, there are other things, you know, for example, things like a casualty cover. So if you had an accident, whether that accident's a car accident or whether it's something like you fell out of the bed or fell out of a tree or whatever the case is, if you need to get to the casualty, if you get to the casualty within 24 hours of the accident taking place, then the gap cover, again, will come in here. And in fact, some of the gap covers will even actually cover you for a follow-up consultation as long as it's related to that accident. And it would be things like taking out the stitches or having a cast removed. And obviously they'll pay for something such as basic radiology when you go for the first appointment and or pathology, or even something like a neck brace. They'll actually do that sort of thing. The other thing that I quite like, and I know a lot of moms particularly like this, you know, when you've got a young child, and here normally what it is a child under the age of 10, you know, when it's the middle of the night and suddenly this child is absolutely violently ill. Now, yes, a lot of the gap covers will actually cover you in that case for the after hours consultation. So in the middle of the night, you rush them up to the trauma unit at the hospital and the gap cover will actually come in there. So that's quite a nice benefit to have.
Amazing. I'm seeing Sabra's even nodding her head. She's like, yes, she's got children under 5. So she's looking forward to the gap cover kicking in. Kirsty Scully, thank you so much. Financial planner at Core Wealth Managers, helping us through this particular Moon Monday.